This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Russian strategic bombers fired missiles at Kiev from as far away as the Caspian Sea early on Sunday. An explosion shook two of the Ukrainian capital's eastern districts, Ukraine's Air Force and the city's mayor said. The missile volley targeted railway infrastructure in the capital, according to an aide to President Volodymyr Zelensky's chief of staff. Russia's defense ministry said it had fired rockets at Kiev from long distance and destroyed tanks and armored vehicles that had been supplied to Ukraine by Eastern European countries and were held in a railcar repair building. The missiles were the first to hit the capital since late April, when a Radio Liberty producer was killed when a Russian missile strike hit the building she lived in. Pope Francis on Sunday prayed for peace in Ukraine, asking national leaders not to, quote, bring humanity to ruin and to start real negotiations. Quote, 100 days since the start of the armed aggression against Ukraine, the nightmare of war, which is the negotiation of God's dream, has again fallen over humanity, Francis said, speaking to thousands of people in St. Peter's Square for his weekly address and blessing. Quote, while the fury of death and destruction continues and conflicting positions spread, fueling an escalation that is increasingly dangerous for everyone, I renew an appeal to national leaders. Please do not bring humanity to ruin. Do not bring humanity to ruin. Start real negotiations, concrete talks for a ceasefire and for a sustainable solution. Listen to the desperate cry of the people who are suffering, the pontiff added. Find more on our website, voanews.com, or follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. A massive fire at a container depot near a port city in southeastern Bangladesh has killed at least 38 people and injured more than 100 others, VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
Firefighters Sunday struggled to bring the blaze under control. The fire at the BM Inland Container Depot, a Dutch-Bangladesh joint venture, broke out around midnight Saturday following explosions in a container full of chemicals. The cause of the fire could not be immediately determined. The depot is located near the country's main seaport, 134 miles southeast of the capital, Dhaka. The area's civil surgeon says the death toll could rise. Explosives experts from Bangladesh's military have been called in to assist the firefighters. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
Officials in British Prime Minister Boris Johnson's ruling Conservative Party expect a challenge to his leadership this week and have penciled in a vote for Wednesday, the Sunday Times newspaper reported. A growing number of Conservative lawmakers have said they lost faith in Johnson's government over the so-called Partygate scandal, with some saying they have submitted letters to officially call for a vote of confidence in their leader. At least 54 Conservative members of Parliament are required to formally request a confidence vote for one to be triggered. The letters are confidential, so nobody knows how many have been submitted, but more than 25 lawmakers have gone public with their letters so far, and the Times said party officials and rebel lawmakers believe they are on the verge of the 54 threshold, with one believing the key number has already been passed. Britain's 4 days of Platinum Jubilee celebrations to mark Queen Elizabeth's 70 years on the throne conclude on Sunday with a pageant through central London and with tens of thousands of people expected to take part in nationwide street parties. Singer Ed Sheeran and more than 100 so-called national treasures will join military bands, performers, and dancers in the parade through the capital. The procession, which will follow a similar route as the 96-year-old queen took on her coronation day in 1953, aims to evoke the different decades of her reign. Recapping our top story, Russian strategic bombers fired missiles at Kiev from as far away as the Caspian Sea early on Sunday. An explosion shook two of the Ukrainian capital's eastern districts, Ukraine's Air Force and the city's mayor said. The missile volley targeted railway infrastructure in the capital, according to an aide to President Volodymyr Zelensky's chief of staff. The missiles were the first to hit the capital since late April, when a Radio Liberty producer was killed when a Russian missile strike hit the building she lived in. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.